Tell us a little bit about that, Dr. Schauser. Tell us about the selenium levels in the various countries that you've seen research from or done research in yourself.
That's right. You see, selenium works on many different physiological levels. And one level, for example, is an enzyme called glutathione peroxidase. And that is an enzyme that prevents the accumulation of hydrogen peroxide and of lipid hydroperoxides, that is basically oxidized fatty substances, in our organism. Now, these substances, lipid hydroperoxides and hydrogen peroxides, have the nasty habit that they can decompose, forming very, very destructive oxygen radicals, so-called hydroxyl radicals. And these hydroxyl radicals will attack anything, proteins, it will attack fats, it will attack even DNA. And the latter damage is, of course, the most serious ones, because if you get damaged DNA, you get mutations and ultimately even help in the progression of a normal cell into a cancer cell. And that's why people have measured glutathione peroxidase in the blood, and they determined the amount of selenium that we need on the activity of glutathione peroxidase in our plasma. And on the basis of that, they derived certain recommended dietary allowances. However, we have found that this is not sufficient, that selenium, there are in fact 23, or by now even 25, other selenoenzymes in the body. And some of them become activated only at relatively higher dosages. And so in determining the RDA for selenium, glutathione peroxidase is now recognized as not being sufficient. You have to think of other enzymes, and one of them are the so-called thioredoxin reductases. Now, sounds very chemical. What it is that there are certain small molecules that contain sulfur, and they can be oxidized and reduced, small proteins, and they're called the thioredoxins. And they are very important in the transfer of electrons within the cell and within organs. And when this process doesn't work very well, then you can imagine there's havoc in the entire organism. And one enzyme, the so-called the thioredoxin reductase, will catalyze the reduction of oxidized thioredoxins back into their active reduced form. And that is a selenium-dependent enzyme, and that becomes activated only at significantly higher selenium intakes than recommended now based on glutathione peroxidase alone.